This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your Thursday to join me as we study and read the Word of God and listen for His voice. Because I know the secret, and I share it with you, friends, and that is God is always broadcasting. That is, His signal goes out 24/7. He's always broadcasting. The thing is, we need to tune in to His frequency, and that is through the Word of God, always. He's always broadcasting, always speaking through His Word. And that's what we do in this program. That's what we're about to do here in a moment. First of all, I would love, and I do, invite you to come out to Island Community Church this Sunday morning. My sermon is entitled, What's Your Prognosis? Looking at Romans chapter 8, where Paul hits us with this string of verbs, all in the past tense of knowing in advance. All things work together for good to those that love God, to those that are the called according to His purpose, for whom He foreknew, past tense, it's proegno or prognosco, to know in advance. Whom He's foreknew, these He's predestined, past tense, pro horizo, where our word horizon comes, means to mark out in advance. God has already done these things. He's known you in advance. Same as He said to Jeremiah, He has marked you out for salvation in advance. Remember, friend, salvation is of the Lord, not of you. You're not holding on to an ounce of goodness, waiting until you're tired of running, and I'll make the quaint decision someday. Yeah, you're going to turn to God when you're tired of all the running. No, salvation is of the Lord. No one can come to me, Jesus said, unless the Father who sent me should draw him, and I'll raise him up on the last day. Salvation is a gift from God. Your faith is a gift from God. That is where we left off in our last program. I'm reading out of my translation. It's entitled the EMTV New Testament. If you're interested in one of those, I'll be glad to sell you one. Very, very cheap, practically for my cost. If you're interested, you can write to me, Paul at WMIEFM.com. I'd love to get you one. Matter of fact, I just got 7 of them in the mail yesterday, so I have a couple kicking around. It's called the EMTV Annotated New Testament. It's got a lot of study notes from the Greek language, and it's verse by verse, New Testament. If you're interested in one, let's say they're maybe $15. If you're interested in one, write to me, Paul at WMIEFM.com, and I'd love to send you one. In the meantime, so that's Sunday morning, 10:30. Love to see you. Romans chapter 8. So we're just a little bit ahead of us at church than we are here on the radio. Here on the radio, we've been looking at the righteousness of God. Finally, appearing on the scene after all the sin we see, but now the righteousness of God apart from the law has been revealed, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ to all and upon all those that believe, for there is no distinction, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God set forth as a propitiation through faith in his blood for a demonstration of his righteousness through the passing over of the sins having previously committed in the forbearance of God, for a demonstration of his righteousness in the present time, that he might be just and the justifier of he who has faith in Jesus. Now, there's a lot there. Let's go over this here. First of all, we see, for all have sinned. Everyone is a sinner. Everyone stands before God guilty. Even your children are sinners. David wrote, in sin, my mother conceived me. Now, the early church, I mentioned this in a program the other day, because I've had this interest of what happens with children that sin. What did the early church do? The early church baptized their whole families. That's what they did. Now, I know, I don't want people to misread me here. Baptism doesn't save anyone, because the Bible says that. Paul said, I thank God I haven't baptized any one of you, except for just a few, Crispus or Gaius. He said, God did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel. But the early church, the whole families believed, and whole families were baptized. Now, I understand that you and me, you must make a public, a declaration of faith as someone that's old enough. And what that age is different for every person. The early church baptized their entire families. I'm not talking about sprinkling water on a few day old child for salvation. I'm talking about youth, young kids, 5, 6, 7 years old. They heard the gospel and they believed and they were baptized, as well as the whole family. You read all throughout the book of Acts, entire families believed and entire families were baptized. And that's what happened to children. They were part of the faith. No one that's a part of the faith, here's the answer. No one that's a part of the faith will perish. No one that is a part of the faith will perish. I would even say to you that for a child that's one of the elect, that is one whom God has chosen from before the foundation of the world, God will save. Even if he hasn't made a public declaration of faith yet. If he's one of the elect, then he's chosen. God's not going to penalize him because he's 3 or 4 years old. Let me move on for now. That's an unanswered study for a whole nother time, and one that might be frustrating because I don't have all the answers, because sometimes you just don't know. But I look, when I have questions like this, I look and see what happened in the Bible. What do they do with kids? In the Bible, they baptized them, and they heard the gospel message as well as everyone else in their family. They believed as a family, and they were baptized as a family. So now, okay, here, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That's where we're at here. Everyone is a sinner. No one is good, Jesus says. No one is good. No, not one. Also, we see that we're justified. That is declared not guilty. That's a legal word taken from the courtroom. To be justified is when the judge officially declares you not guilty, is what that means. So we're justified freely, that is free to you, great expense to him. It costs God his son and the death of his son, but it costs you nothing. All you have to do is believe and receive. You believe because you've been given a gift. The gift is faith. Your faith is a gift from God. Without that gift given to you by God, you won't believe. Same as what the Lord said to Peter. He said, flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father, which is in heaven, has revealed it to you. Your faith is a gift from God. Your ability to say you are the Christ, the Son of the living God, that is a gift. It's been given to you from God. So I would say, if you've got that gift now, and if you haven't exercised it by calling out to the Lord, by calling on the name of the Lord to be saved, by declaring thou art the Son of God, and I believe you and receive you today. Remember, friend, today is the day of salvation. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me should draw him, and I'll raise him up on the last day. There's no guarantee God's going to draw you tomorrow, and there's no guarantee you're going to be alive tomorrow to be drawn. Today is the accepted, now is the accepted time. Today is the day of salvation. Okay, let's move on. Justified freely by his grace. That is, you haven't earned it. You don't have this coming to you. You don't deserve it. It's grace. It is something that's given to you as a gift from a benefactor who's been kind to you, who's given you something that you don't deserve and that you haven't earned and that you don't rightfully have it coming to you. It's a gift that's given to you. So we're justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. That is, Jesus Christ died in your place. He's redeemed you. The Bible says without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Redemption was accomplished at the cross. Okay, whom God set forth as a propitiation. Propitiation is a big word there. The word actually means mercy seat. It's the same Greek word from the Old Testament of mercy seat. Hilasmos is the word. The word here, propitiation, is a sacrifice acceptable to God. That is, God accepted the death and the blood of his son, Jesus Christ, as payment for the sins of all of mankind, is what this big word here, propitiation, means. An acceptable sacrifice. So we're justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God set forth as a propitiation through faith in his blood. I know, difficult sentence. I have through faith in his blood. Others have through faith, comma, in his blood, comma, for a demonstration of his righteousness through the passing over of the sins that were previously committed in the forbearance of God. For a demonstration of his righteousness in the present time, that he might be just and the justifier of he that has faith in Jesus. Think about that. That's the same Greek word used as an adjective and as an action verb. As an adjective, he is just. That is an attribute of God. He is just. That is, he must punish sin because he's just. Holy. Holy is an adjective. And justifier is verb. That's an action verb. He's a justifier. He's got his gavel out. He's looking. Not guilty, not guilty, slamming down his gavel, looking at you, looking at your son, looking at your wife, looking at your daughter, at your mother. Not guilty, not guilty, not guilty. God is just. That is, he must punish sin, and he's the justifier, the action verb. That is, he is the one who will slam down that gavel, friend, and look at you and say those words to you upon you receiving Jesus Christ, and that is not guilty.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, All Truth,